नमो विष्णु बुधाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशधारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो वी बीन डिस्कसिंग फ्रॉम द कमेंट्री ऑफ शिल भक्ति रक्षक सीन स्वामी महाराज इन द सिक्स्थ वर्स। So we saw that how Rupa Goswami says that we should not be very eager to find any defect in a pure devotee. The water of the Ganges can purify even if there are bubbles or mud found in the water. The bubbles and the mud do not stand in the way of purification. The devotee is only meant for the good of the universe. The devotee himself, the pure soul or Atma, is the purifying agent, the purest and most normal factor in the world. But we may find in him some mud or bubbles. A Vaishnava may sometimes be seen to be a little greedy, a little angry, or physically he may be blind or deaf or lame. But the saintly character of the Vaishnava is independent of his mental or physical characteristics. Such qualities do not affect his status in the Vaishnava world. If we attribute those faults to his inner self, then we are the losers. We commit offense. In Kurmakshetra in South India, there was one Brahmana named Vasudev. He was a devotee who had leprosy of an extreme type. So many worms were falling to the ground from his wounds, but he would pick them up and put them back in the wounds so that they would not die. He understood in his internal mind that the Lord is coming here and I shall have a chance to have his darshan. He was very eager to have darshan of Mahaprabhu, but Mahaprabhu went away and that man fell senseless to the ground. What is this? I could not have a glimpse of the Lord. He came and went away and I did not have the capacity to have his connection, his darshan. Mahaprabhu was almost a mile away and then suddenly he felt some attraction to go back. He ran back and found that man on the way and embraced him. His leprous body vanished and his whole body was turned into a beautiful figure. We are discussing yesterday's. Whatever may be externally seen in the character of a Vaishnava is like the mud, bubbles and foam found in Ganges water. The purifying capacity of Ganges water is separate and it cannot be disturbed by any foam or dirt mixed with it. The spiritual capacity does not depend in any way on the apparent material capacity. So this is where we ended our discussion yesterday. But what if we, now the question arises, what if we see unacceptable qualities in a spiritual authority, let's say, qualities which are not compatible with our nature, probably, you know, the way they may. Like, of course, we did discuss this yesterday when it comes to, and especially if that authority also happens to be a managerial authority. So because Prabhupada said ISKCON is his own body, so managerially we may have to agree with and cooperate. But one does have the choice to not accept that person as a spiritual authority, that is fine. Because ultimately, our spiritual life is dependent on spiritual nourishment and inspiration. So, if from someone, we may not necessarily get that spiritual authority, spiritual nourishment, it is, we can take it from whomever we get it, as long as that other person is bona fide. So we should not necessarily think that the organizational hierarchy is also the spiritual hierarchy. That is not necessary. Because different people may get inspiration from different people. So if there is an organizational hierarchy, we follow it. And if we may derive spiritual inspiration from someone in that organizational hierarchy, very good. That is perfect. But if we don't, then we don't. It is not necessary. But the importance of deriving inspiration is very important. From advanced Vaishnavas, we need to derive inspiration. We need to associate. But we need not think that advancement in Krishna consciousness is synonymous with organizational hierarchy. That is not necessary. It may be also. It need not be also. But organizational hierarchy and spiritual advancement, let me not say spiritual advancement, because that is, that would become judgmentalism probably. But organizational hierarchy and spiritual inspiration are two different things. One may be one's organizational authority, but one may feel spiritual inspiration from some other senior devotee who may not have any position in the organization. Isn't that a possibility? It is a possibility. So ultimately, that we all need spiritual inspiration from more advanced Vaishnavas, and one should not have any doubt about it. That is absolutely essential. But that need not necessarily be derived from the organizational hierarchy. Because the organization has to run, and you need efficient people to run the organization. So some people may derive that efficiency from their spiritual potency. Some people may come to Krishna consciousness inherently with that efficiency. So it is not necessary that if one through a very solid efficiency climbs up the organizational ladder, it is not necessary that one has also climbed the spiritual ladder. Definitely by taking good responsibility, Guru and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy will definitely flow to that person. The more sincerely he takes up that organizational responsibility. But that does not necessarily mean that one may be able to derive spiritual nourishment from that person. Because spiritual nourishment depends on a lot of things. One very important thing is like-mindedness. When you don't see like-mindedness, we may not necessarily think that he is a bad devotee, but we may not be able to necessarily derive the spiritual inspiration. That is possible. Sometimes even like-mindedness may be there to some extent, but that flow of affection may not necessarily be there. Snigdha. So even in such a case, the inspiration need not necessarily come. And the third point is that one may not necessarily see that person as spiritually very elevated also. to feel inspired. So the problem comes that we think that he is my organizational hierarchy, he should, it is his responsibility to give me spiritual nourishment also. That is a wrong expectation actually. Every single devotee, the institution is there, the institution has many devotees, it is every individual's responsibility to find like-minded, affectionate, elevated association within the society, which may come from someone who holds a position in the organizational hierarchy, someone may not. Like for example, someone may feel very much inspired from someone like Vrachandra Prabhu. I am sure many people feel very inspired. But in the organizational ladder, he does not hold any position in one sense. So, but we don't have to feel bad. Arey yaar, main jinse inspiration derive kar raha hun, he is not recognized as a very elevated person. So that is our problem, because we are thinking organizational hierarchy is synonymous with spiritual advancement or inspiration. It may be also, but we need not necessarily derive inspiration. Like there are so many spiritual masters, but we got attracted to particular spiritual master. That does not necessarily mean that the other spiritual masters are spiritually not very potent. Like before, when somehow in our university in the United States, we had one of the very powerful programs, youth programs that was happening. Preaching was quite good. And it was very close to Gitanagari also, where Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj was staying, and he was in his last stages. So actually there would be lot of traffic. Many Prabhupada disciples would come. And then our university is the second largest university in the United States. So Maharaj himself has preached in our university at one time. So so many Prabhupada disciples used to come, and we had a center, and some of us were living in the center, and we had one room where whenever any Prabhupada disciple or senior devotee would come, we would host them in that particular room. So before actually meeting Maharaj we met in 2005. That was the first time I saw Maharaj, 2005 Festival of Inspiration in New Vrindavan. So from January 2005 I got introduced, you know, I started staying there. To January to May, actually so many Prabhupada disciples incidentally had come. His Holiness Rompath Swami Maharaj had come, His Holiness Chandramouli Swami Maharaj had come, His Holiness Jayadvaita Swami Maharaj had come, His Grace Ravindra Swarup Prabhu had come, His Grace Bhakti Raghav Swami Maharaj had come. So many. So we got to meet and serve so many senior devotees actually. But when we saw Maharaj, when I saw Maharaj, many got initiated from His Holiness Rompath Swami Maharaj. Yeah. Because he was like a more regular visitor. But when I saw Maharaj, heard from him, then from there Maharaj travelled to Gitanagari to be with His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj. So that those 5 weeks. So that's when we used to regularly, every weekend we used to go to Gitanagari to spend time. You know, Maharaj used to give ecstatic kirtans, dancing kirtans, and wonderful lecture. Sometimes Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj used to address. It was like really very, very ecstatic time. That's when, you know, the inspiration came, you know. I should accept a guru, and I should accept. Now I was inspired to take initiation, you know, to aspire for initiation from Maharaj, like that. So that does not mean others are not like spiritually potent, but then you found some mutual compatibility and mutual inspiration from one particular person. So therefore, the spiritual capacity does not depend in any way on the apparent material capacity. But when you see some material qualities which are very incompatible with the way we grew up, then we may not get attracted. So we don't judge that person's spiritual potency, but for us it may be a big roadblock to seek spiritual guidance from that person. That is not necessary also. But we should understand that the importance of seeking spiritual guidance is very essential. But it need not come from one person. If some of the qualities that that person has are very much not acceptable, even though we understand that the process of bhakti is very potent, it will purify that person. But at the same time, while we are working, you know, those qualities may become a very serious roadblock for us to approach him for spiritual guidance. So we don't have to necessarily do that. Find out a like-minded, affectionate, advanced devotee, take guidance. That is the point. So the spiritual capacity does not depend in any way on the apparent material capacity. Once Sanatan Goswami contracted sores all over his body due to drinking bad water in the jungle when he was returning from Vrindavan to Puri. Mahaprabhu used to welcome him by embracing him, but Sanatan would try to withdraw. Sanatan objected, "Don't touch me. This is the body of a sinful man." The sores were oozing and emitting a bad odor, but Mahaprabhu embraced him forcibly. Sanatan had decided, "I shall either leave this place or I shall invite death by falling under the wheel of the cart of Lord Jagannath." But as the Lord in the heart of all, Mahaprabhu knew Sanatan's mind. He chastised him and embraced him forcibly. All the sores disappeared and Sanatan's body immediately became like gold. Mahaprabhu said, "Sanatan Goswami is a devotee of a pure type. I see that there are some sores on his body oozing pus. I see that with my eyes. But due to my scriptural knowledge, I will show no disgust. The body of a devotee is Sachidananda. If I think it is mundane, then this shall be offensive to Krishna."
ಘೃಣಕರಿಯಲಿಂಗನ ನಾಕರಿತಾಮಯಬೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ತಾಯಿ ಅಪರಾಧ ದಂಡ ಪಾಯಿತ ಮತಬೆ.
If I had been repulsed and refused to embrace Sanatan, then I would have been punished for offending Shri Krishna. The body of a devotee is Sachidananda. There are no mundane things there. Yet my material eyes deceive me. Like someone may have a, you know, foul mouth, you know, not foul mouth, but, you know, some foul smell may come from mouth. It is not necessary that the person is not brushing properly. Sometimes, you know, due to particular pH of the saliva in the mouth also, you know, you may get fragrance, not so pleasant fragrance. "But my scriptural knowledge tells me that no mundane thing can be present there. If I say no, there is pus and sores and that is mundane, then I will commit an offense against Shastra and against Krishna." The Vaishnava conception is Atma Dharma, the soul's function. Any bodily contamination is absent there. The Bhagavatam has condemned this bodily conception in the strongest terms. Which verse? कौन सा वर्ष है?
What धर्म इट इज कॉल्ड कैतव
यस्यात्म बुद्धि कुणपेत्र धातु के स्वधिक कलत्रादेशु बहुम इज्जति यस्तीर्थ बुद्धि सलिलेन कर्हिचित जनेशु अभिज्ञेशु सैव गोखर. सो देयर आर फोर थिंग्स दैट आर मेंशनड. आत्मबुद्धि, स्वबुद्धि, इज्ज बुद्धि, तीर्थ बुद्धि. सो ही इज कंपेरिंग अ वैष्णव एंड अ नॉन वैष्णव for a materialist. For a materialist, yasyatma buddhi kunape tridhatuke. Tridhatuke kunapa, a bag made of the three dhatus. Kapha, vata, pitta. What is that bag? The body. For him, atma buddhi means, what is your understanding of yourself? Kunapetri Dhatuke. Materialist says, I am the body made of the three dhatus. Swadhik Kalatradishu. Swadihi. And what is your understanding of Swa? What belongs to you? My wife, my children, my house, these all belong to me. And ijya buddhi, in your understanding, what is worshipable? Bhauma ijyadi, the my land of birth is most worshipable. Janani janma bhumischa swargadapi gariyasi. So my janma bhumi is most worthy of worship. And then yes, Tirtha Buddhi Salile. And one thinks, what is a place of pilgrimage? A place where a river is there, where I can go take bath and wash away my sins. That is Tirtha Buddhi. Na Karhichit Abhigneshu Janeshu. Abhigneshu Janeshu means devotees, those who are knowledgeable of Krishna. So he says, but for devotees, yes, Atma Buddhi. What is Atma Buddhi? He says, I am Vaishnavadas. I am the servant of Vaishnavas. And that is his self-identification. And Swabuddhi, what belongs to me? He says, Dhanamora Nityananda, Patimora Gaurachandra, Pranamora Yugalakishore. So, you know, all the Vaishnavas and the Guru Parampara, they belong to me. They are my Sage Sambandhi Kone. What belongs to you? And Ijya Buddhi, what is worshipable? The association of Vaishnavas is worshipable. And Tirtha Buddhi, what is a place of pilgrimage where devotees congregate together to discuss Krishna Katha, have Krishna Kirtan? That is a place of pilgrimage. So, but the first category of person who thinks the body as the self, wife, family members and house as belonging to himself, and the place of birth as the worshipable place, and a river in which he can wash away his sins as the place of pilgrimage, such a person is considered to be Gokara. A cow or an animalistic person, like that. One who thinks this body is the self is a Gokhara, not an ordinary ass, but a worthless ass that can only be used to carry animal fodder and not to serve any real purpose for human society. One who thinks that his material connection is all in all is a fool. We are to remove ourselves from the platform of identifying the spiritual with the material. The spiritual is necessary, not the material, and it is imperative that we understand the real position. So next, he discusses on this theme of a doll playing in the hands of the infinite. Nachao, nachao, Prabhu, nachao, nachao, se mate. As Prabhupada.
In this verse, so in what context that verse has come here? Because we were talking about judgmental things. How do we should not judge a Vaishnava by his externals?
Yeah.
Ye verse ka connection kya?
That is why, if you think the self to be the body, and so that is bodily conception. So the bodily conception is indicated in. Like that. So the bodily conception is indicated in that verse. Yasyatma buddhi puna petra dhatuke. So when you see Vaishnavas, you cannot see them from a materialistic point of view. In order to indicate that the verse was quoted.
Yeah, but there it is in a negative
system. That's what he is telling. This should be avoided while this mentality should be avoided while dealing with Vaishnavas.
Yes.
Like that. Na karhichit abhigneshu janeshu. Who never seeks the association of the wise. Wise here is Vaishnavas. And he does not see his conception of self, conception of what belongs to the self, conception of what is worthy of worship, conception of what is a place of pilgrimage. For a devotee, everything is with respect to the devotee. I am Vaishnavadas, and what belongs to me, the family of Vaishnavas are my family, and the most worshipable thing is the association of Vaishnavas, and the place of pilgrimage is where Vaishnavas come together to discuss Krishna Gatha and have Krishna Kirtan. So that is his understanding. But if one does not have that understanding, then one thinks, I am this body, whatever belongs to this body, my wife, children, etc., they belong to me, and my place of birth is most worshipable, and a river in which I can go take bath and wash off my sins, that is a place of pilgrimage, like that. So, next he talks about this theme of a doll playing in the hands of the infinite. Fault finding is not a very good quality. We are out to find good qualities. What is good in the universe? And we have to preach that the highest good is Krishna consciousness. A positive thing must attract us wholesale. Our position is not to blame but to bring down the positive. Bring down the positive. We are not here to blame but we are here to bring down the positive. That should be our main object in life. If you try to find fault with anyone, if you criticize for your personal interest, the fault will come to you. Especially when that is in the devotee section. So Maharaj says that if you criticize a devotee for a particular fault, then eventually that fault will come in you. By connecting with poison in someone else's body, that poison will enter into you. When you are finding fault in that person, Krishna will ensure that you will also get that fault.
How does it enter? It comes back to you. It is we know about it. This is something what it enters.
When you are trying to touch that poison in that other person's body, that poison will enter into your body also.
Coronavirus.
You think, he is greedy. Then that greed will enter into us also. He is lusty. That lust will enter into you also like that.
But isn't it also said that we see that because it is there within us already?
That is also there. And it will get more enhanced also. Like that. Through that connection, the contamination will come to you. But if you seek help from the higher for purification and not out of envy, then you will be purified. He says, but when the problem is there, seek help from the higher, which means from...
Problem is criticizing is there.
Yeah, if you are seeing faults and you are suffering because of that, seek help from other senior devotees. Otherwise, you may find yourself in the same position at the next moment. What fault you are finding in him, you criticize, you will see that same fault in you after some time. What I am criticizing to be so bad, in the next moment I may find myself in the same deplorable position. I do not know the ways of the infinite environment, which means I do not know the ways of the Supreme Lord, the spiritual world. I am vulnerable. I am a doll playing in the hands of the infinite. At the next moment, from a human birth, I may have to go to a dog's birth, a cat's birth, or an insect's birth.
For finding faults.
The point is, we are vulnerable. We can't choose our next body.
We are helpless.
We are helpless. That is indicated. We must avoid that. Try to find only good things in others. That will help you. In the time of our Guru Maharaj, there was a system in our mutt. Guru Maharaj ordered one Vaishnava to please another Vaishnava, especially one that he does not like. That means he was forced to find the goodness in that devotee whom he did not like. He should try to find good things in him. Eliminating the bad things in his conception of that devotee, he will search for anything that is good there, and thereby he will be benefited. So Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur used to call them and say, now you tell me what are the various good things in him. And he'll say, you tell what are the various good things in him, like that. So which means you have to keep aside the bad things, and then you will have to search for something which is good.
It was publicly done, or we used to call them?
I don't know. maybe privately.
But then he would selectively call because he knew that these people have problem.
Yeah.
So they also know that Guru Maharaj knows it.
Guru Maharaj is like Paramatman.
So sometimes we may pretend in front of Guru Maharaj that we have problem, but we will not tell him.
But Guru Maharaj can know.
Guru Maharaj can know, but we think that he doesn't know, and we will be able, if Guru Maharaj, in front of Guru Maharaj, will say, oh yes, 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 but under Amara, kuch hai, hum nahi bolte hai.
Nahin, at least, waise toh bolne ka time, kuch toh soch ke kuch hai hi nahin. Samjho ki, agar aapne unko Bhagavatam ke saath dekha hi nahin, toh aap aise toh nahin bol sakte hai. Aray, Bhagavatam mein bhot ज्यादा रुचि है उसको, ऐसे तो नहीं बोल सकते. कुछ तो वो सही किया होगा, उसको सोच के ही बोलना पड़ेगा ना. मतलब इट हैज टू बी रियलिस्टिक आल्सो. सो विच मींस इन ऑर्डर टू टेल समथिंग रियलिस्टिकली गुड, यू हैव टू थिंक अबाउट समथिंग गुड अबाउट दैट पर्सन.
एंड व्हेन यू थिंक यू फाइंड इट,
या दैट्स व्हाट ही इज सेइंग. व्हेन यू थिंक यू फाइंड इट, व्हेन यू थिंक ऑफ समथिंग बैड, यू फाइंड दैट आल्सो. So basically it is an exercise by Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur to indicate what you search for, that's what you will get. Now I asked you to search for something good. Didn't you get something good? So you are searching for something bad. Search for something good, you will get it.
So once it so happened that, so I told that I'm not finding anything good.
Uh-huh. Achha.
So he said.
Who said?
Maharaj. So he said, you seeing bad, you seeing the bad, is worse than that person having it or indulging in it. Abhi aap socho. My seeing is worse than, agar wo hai to bhi, is worse than that. That means I am in more trouble just by for seeing it.
Yeah, difficult. Very difficult actually.
अभी ऐसे कैसे होगा? Unless you are pure, means your like when you say glasses, if the glass is clean glass, that means you see only clean things, right?
Hmm.
I say red, yellow, or it is transparent. Transparent, तो clean दिखेगा. वो अच्छा ही दिख रहा है. So he said that. He said in like suppose if you have seen suppose someone is indulging in something which so how can you do that? You know, this is against the principle. So you seeing is worse than that person indulging in it. He said that. What's very much? What's and that time we were getting a chance to talk. I'm talking so much. But which problem to have?
Yeah. That is why we come together and discuss. At least थोड़ा तो सुधरेंगे actually. ये तो मुश्किल है actually. It's not easy. It's not easy. But at least collectively we can put some effort. It's not easy. But at least some baby step we should take actually. I mean, it's not easy honestly for me also. But at least we can try. We can pray.
It's a pleasure to the ego, I think. No? That is why we are holding on to it.
Yeah. Yeah, our own ego, our own personal insecurities. You pull someone down and you feel little more secure. That feeling is there. Yeah, it boosts your ego. That is why we should that's why we are coming together and discussing about it, because it's not something which is good. It's not good for progressing in devotional life. So better we have to consciously do the right things actually.
See, the tendency will be keeping a distance, but the solution is you go and appreciate. But if you keep a distance, then you cannot appreciate.
Yeah.
We appreciate karna hai, that means you have to close the distance. But
and that does not necessarily mean that you have to become the best friend of that person. It may happen also over a period of time. But then at least keep it pleasant. That should be there. At least something pleasant should be there. It need not be you are his best friend.
क्या है ना, बॉडी लैंग्वेज बड़ा बहुत मुश्किल होता है. सो एक देवम देवम तफूस नाम ही वाज प्रेजेंट. ही सेड दैट पर्सन शुड नॉट कम टू नो दैट यू डोंट लाइक हिम.
इट्स वेरी डिफिकल्ट फॉर मी एक्चुअली. इट्स वेरी डिफिकल्ट बिकॉज़
मैंने एक बॉडी के बारे में वो ऐसा बोलते हैं दैट इज ओके बट डज ही नो दैट यू हैव दिस प्रॉब्लम. My body language verbal तो नहीं है लेकिन body language से पता चल जाएगा. He should not come to know. Very very forcefully said no. He should not come to know. That is what I mean. That means I have to be very careful of my behavior.
Yeah. Huh? Actually, I have always been a very expressive person. So for me, I mean, if I'm displeased, it shows on my face. If I'm pleased also, it immediately shows on my face. It's very, very, I mean, it's like a big endeavor for me to not show my emotions in my face. It's like practically so difficult. But, yeah.
No, but you told one very nice story once in Bhakti. He said that even if your body language is not so this, your thoughts are there. The thoughts invokes, if you send it negative, it invokes negative from there also. Just the thought. So, we think that we only I know it, you know, the negative thoughts. That person doesn't know. We think.
Yeah.
But the truth is that negative thoughts
can be easily sensed by the other person.
It is whether he can sense or he also develops something which he cannot explain, the negative.
Yeah.
So he told one story, should I tell that?
Yeah.
So this king used to come out with his minister, and he saw one person sitting there at far under the tree. So he told the minister, I don't know, when I see this person, why is he sitting under the tree that I don't know, I feel very negative about him. वो नहीं देख रहा है इसको, उसको तो नहीं दिखता है किंग आया, वो अकेला बैठा है उधर. सो द मिनिस्टर सेड ओके आई लेट यू नो, आई मीन ओके ओके कुछ नहीं बोला, बट ही वाज अ वेरी वाइज मिनिस्टर, ही डिड प्ले पॉलिटिक्स. वो जाके उसको अकेले में मिला. क्या है तू बहुत उदास है, क्या करेगा? आई एम अ कारपेंटर, कुछ जॉब कुछ है नहीं इधर. और क्या है, किंग को दोष दे रहा था वो, जॉब नहीं है. हाँ तो उसमें किंग के बारे में नेगेटिव था, तो पता चल गया इसको इस किंग के बारे में नेगेटिव. तो उसने जाके किंग को बोला, फॉर अ लॉन्ग टाइम वी डिडंट हैव एनी फेस्टिवल, वी नीड टू मेक वन चैरियट. एंड सो किंग सेड यस व्हाई नॉट, make a chariot, we should have a chariot. And उसको बोला, तू चैरियट बना.
खुश हो गया,
खुश हो गया. नेक्स्ट डे किंग बोलता है मिनिस्टर को, आज मेरे को कुछ नहीं हो रहा है उसको देख के. अगेन दैट मैन वाज सिटिंग देयर अंडर द ट्री, बट didn't have any feeling for him, no negative feeling. So that was he negative, he negative.
Yeah. True.
I heard from him.
Devam.
Yeah, Devam. He came to the hospital. He said in context that sometimes we will be very careful about, you know, but our negative thoughts is affecting others for whom they are negative. And the response will be, unless that person is like Yudhishthir Maharaj or Prahlad, you know, something, you know, usko asar nahi padta. But in general, otherwise, but that is true, Prabhu, hey, because I have seen myself that when I have negative things about, then I see that automatically, of course, apne yahan to body language mein bhi pata chal jata hai.
Yeah.
हम लोग अगर बॉडी लैंग्वेज में नहीं भी होगा, स्टिल यू आर नॉट सॉल्विंग द प्रॉब्लम बाय हैविंग, यू आर जस्ट
कॉम्प्लिकेटिंग,
वहां से भी नेगेटिव निकलेगा. एंड दैट पर्सन इज आल्सो नॉट, अभी वेदर दैट नाउ द किंग किंग डिडंट हैव एनी प्रॉब्लम विद हिम, ओनली थिंग इज ही हैड नॉट रिटर्न, सो ही वाज नॉट अवेयर ऑफ दैट, इसको मेरे को जॉब देना है क्या. But that feeling of hatred was there. इसको मेरे को देखते रहे, इसको लगता है इसको punish करो, इसको jail बना दो ऐसा. The minister was wise. उसने ऐसा अच्छा deal
किया. Yeah. Correct. Okay. So eliminating the bad things in his conception of that devotee, he will search for anything that is good there, and thereby he will be benefited. No culture of any bad thing anywhere, especially with the devotees. Because Krishna has taken charge of those surrendered souls. This is the point. Krishna has taken charge of those surrendered souls. Therefore, we should not be thinking anything bad about them. What is good and bad is Krishna's responsibility. Those evil things in the devotee may disappear at any time, or Krishna will allow that to continue in order to serve some purposes. Sometimes Krishna may allow some bad qualities to continue in some devotee till the end of life. In some of the purports, Srila Vishnu Jagadagur also mentions this. Krishna may sometimes allow the bad qualities to continue till the end of life, and at the last moment he may remove all those qualities and take him back home back to God. Because he wanted to accomplish something through those unfavorable qualities in that particular devotee. So those evil things in the devotee may disappear at any time, or Krishna will allow that to continue in order to serve some purpose. Such devotees are under Krishna's direct charge. They are ananya bhav, they are fixed in devotion. Once Bhaktivinod Thakur had a dream. You have not discussed yet. This is where it comes. Once Bhaktivinod Thakur had a dream in which he was wandering in the sky chanting the holy name. Got it? He came upon the court of Yamaraj, where Yamaraj himself was sitting with Brahma, Narada and others, discussing a point from a verse in Bhagavad Gita. Which verse? Apichet sudhuracharo bhajate mam ananya bhag sadureva samantavya samyak vyavasito hi saha. Even if the most sinful person worships me with one-pointed devotion, such a person should be considered to be saintly because his determination is perfect. The generally accepted meaning of this verse is, even if one commits the most abominable action, if he is an Ananyabhag devotee who worships me alone in devotional service, which is free from karma and jnana, he is to be considered saintly because his endeavors are completely on my behalf and his determination is fixed. So, even if one may commit the most abominable action, this is a general meaning. If he worships only me through pure devotional service without any contamination of jnana, karma or yoga, then he should be considered as saintly because he is, from his side he is endeavoring to please me, but his conditioning may push him in the other direction, but his endeavor is to please me only from his heart. Here Krishna says, whatever he has done, if he is exclusively given to myself, he should be considered as my devotee. Samyak vyavasito hi saha. And whatever he is doing is 100% right. But then, in the very next verse, Krishna says, Shupram bhavati dharmatma. Very soon he will become a man of righteousness. Very soon he will become a dharmatma. As Brahmara, as Yamaraj, Brahma and Narada discussed this point, a question came up. So they were discussing.
Narada, Brahma and Shiva.
Narada, Brahma and Yamaraj. This is in Yamaloka. Bhaktivinoda Thakur they saw. So they were discussing this. Krishna says, Bhajate mam ananya bhag. One who is my exclusive devotee, he says. The question arises, what is exclusive devotion or ananya bhajan? Exclusive devotion kya hai? Krishna says, Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami ma shuchah. Give up all religious conceptions and surrender to me alone. That is exclusive devotion. But if one is practicing exclusive devotion, then he is already Dharmatma. Agini. Krishna says, Raja Vidya, Raja Guhyam, Pavitram, Midam Uttamam, Pratyaksha Vagamam, Dharmyam. Dharma hai. Bhakti dharma hai. Kali dharma nahi hai, paro dharma hai. So, if in 9.30 you have already mentioned that he is Ananya Bhak, he is practicing Bhakti, and if that bhakti is dharma, then why should Krishna says he will become dharmic? Of course, the general explanation given by the acharyas is that whatever seeming adharmic habits or some inclinations he has, that will be removed by me. That's what Krishna says. But now, Yamaraj, Brahmaji and Narada are discussing, are, jo bhakti kar raha hai, wo dharma hi kar raha hai na, uska dharma hai wo. Not only is his, Is it his dharma? It is the dharma of the soul. He is engaged in dharma of the soul. How can Krishna say that he will become dharmic? Isn't he already dharmic? How is it then that in the next verse Krishna says, soon he becomes dharmatma? How are we to adjust this? ये कैसे समझे हम? अगर अनन्य भाग है तो धर्मात्मा है, क्योंकि भक्ति तो धर्म है, भक्ति तो परो धर्म है. तो जो परो धर्म में लगे हुए हैं वो धर्मात्मा बनेगा बोल के कैसे क्यों बोल रहे हैं भगवान? सो व्हेन दे वर डिस्कसिंग दिस, कृष्णा टेल्स अर्जुन, ही सून बिकम्स धर्मात्मा, माई डिवोटी इज नेवर रुइंड. Go and declare this to the public. Krishna says that after the devotee became Ananya Bhag, that is he gives up all sorts of duties and surrendered to Krishna, then again he will become a dutiful man. Aisa hai kya? Sarvadharman parityajya, wo sab chhod diya. Abhi bhakti karne ke baad dubara wo sab duty karna shuru kar dega kya? Is that the meaning of Shikram Bhavati Dharmatma? What is the meaning? As Brahma, Narada and Yamaraj discussed this point, they saw Bhaktivinoda Thakur walking in the sky and taking the holy name. They saw Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Then one of them suggested, oh, there is a pure devotee. He should be able to give the real meaning. One of them told, अरे उनको बुलाओ, उनको पता होगा, वो pure devotee है, हरिनाम जप कर रहा है, उसको पता होगा. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur was invited in the midst and was asked, how shall we adjust these points? ये कैसे समझे? Krishna has said that this person is an exclusive devotee, that he has renounced all sorts of duties and surrendered to Krishna, and yet in no time it will be seen that he is very dutiful. How can we understand this? ये कैसे समझे? सर्वधर्मान परित्यज्य, सर्वधर्म को छोड़ दिया. अभी आप बोल रहे हैं शिप्रम बहुत ही धर्मात्मा, वो बहुत धार्मिक बन जाएगा, मतलब जिसको छोड़ा है वो सब करना शुरू कर देगा क्या? क्या बोल रहे हैं आप? कुछ समझ में नहीं आ रहा है इधर क्या कृष्ण बोल रहे हैं. ऑफकोर्स ब्रह्मा, नारदा एंड यमराज को ऐसा नहीं है कि उनको पता नहीं है, बट दे वॉन्ट टू हियर फ्रॉम द माउथ ऑफ अनदर प्योर डिवोटी. सो दे इन्वाइट भक्तिविनोद ठाकुर. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained that he quickly becomes righteous refers not to the exclusive devotee, but to one who considers the exclusive devotee pure in all circumstances. He says, Shipram Bhavati Dharmatma is not referring to that Ananya Bhag devotee. Krishna says, Apichet Suduracharo Bhajate Mam Ananya Bhag. Sadureva samantavya samyak vyavasito hi saha. He is telling Arjuna, Arjuna, one, you may see sinful habits in a person, sinful inclinations in a person, but if he is engaged in worshipping me and worshipping me alone, you should consider him as a sadhu. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, one who considers that devotee in whom he may see some sinful inclinations as a sadhu, that non-judgmental person will become a dharmatma. So just by not judging a devotee,
in spite of seeing
some problem, just by that one act, he will become a dharmatma. That is what he says. That is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's explanation. We'll read.
Without this, it's very difficult to understand.
Huh?
Those two verses.
Nahin, uska explanation hai. So, Kshipram Bhavati Dharmatma, the other acharyas explain. Those traces of sinful inclinations will go away. Svapada moolam vajata priyasya taktanya bhavasya hari pareshah vikarma yachot paditam katanchit dhunoti sarvam hridi sanyavishpa.
In that repentance.
Yeah, that repentance, fire of repentance, and also Krishna being present within the heart, being pleased with the devotional service that he performs, will cleanse away all those. So when Samadhi Acharyas explain,
as per the Acharyas, that verse is meant for
Ananya Bhag devotee.
But here, as per Bhakti Rota, this is meant for one who is seeing.
One who sees those mistakes in the devotee, but he says, "Arey, wo devotee hai, chala jayega, and wo sadhu hai."
But
so here, one who does not find fault with them, he will become Dharmatma.
But here also, he is seeing that devotee as Ananya Bhag, even after committing some mistake.
Yeah.
So can fall down. Still means actually he is not ordinary.
Correct. Yeah.
Is one who sees some fault, he is in danger. Vulnerable. How can he be like this? Something corrective sochra hai, aisa nahi. But then you have to, theoretically you can do that, no? I see something.
Theoretically.
Forget it, you'll be indifferent. Indifferent. Dekha.
Yeah, correct.
Why should I get involved? Aisa hai na, kuch karke, mereko kuch nahi lena dena. Now that is different.
Right? Oh, that is different.
Yeah.
I mean, if we are in a, we have to think that he is practicing bhakti. By the practice of bhakti, it will be purified. Krishna has guaranteed. I should have trust in it.
That means your respect should not become less.
But it's difficult. It's not it's easy.
Yeah.
It's very difficult actually.
Respect should not become less means. वो देखने के पहले ही कैसा था रिस्पेक्ट वैसे ही रिस्पेक्ट लेना चाहिए वो तो ऐसा होता है कैसा है थोड़ा भी कान में कुछ ऐसा गया तो ही बिकम सो बायस्ड बिकम जजमेंटल
या बट इस दैट इज व्हाई वी कम टुगेदर एंड वी आर डिस्कसिंग दिस कांस्टेंटली रिमाइंडिंग अस सो दैट एटलीस्ट थोड़ा तो परिवर्तन आ जाए मैं खुद को बोल रहा हूँ बिकॉज फॉर मी ऑल्सो इट इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट It's not very easy at all. Krishna tests you like anything. Yesterday only I had a very heated argument with a devotee. You know, there was a volcanic eruption in me. It was very bad actually. I felt very bad. But it's difficult actually. It's not good. And it can definitely affect your consciousness like anything. But that is why we are coming together and discussing this.
So, what do you think that brahmacharis and grihasthas men, brahmacharis, I don't know what type of problems they have when they are with devotees. But in grihasthas, it is envy.
And brahmachari also, there can be envy, na Prabhu.
Brahmachari is envy, kya envy? All of them have given up everything and surrendered.
Not necessary, na Prabhu. They have given up everything, but here people can get attached to their services, their skills. Wo sab chodke nahi aaya na. And you know, you may be very good at doing something. Someone you may see may be still better. So envy can come.
But he's part of a team.
So what?
It's an asset for me. It's a one sense, if you see like that, ye to good yaar, ispe hai to apna. Hum log dono padh ke achha preaching karenge. Because uske paas wo asset hai, no? A talent hai, no? Yeah.
Yeah, correct. That is...
Wow, mere saath hai ye bhi.
Correct. That is very ideal situation, but many times it may not happen like that. One may get carried away.
Yeah, I know. I'm just asking because...
So,
Maharaj said that grihasthas means envy. Grihastha nature is very envious of others. Envy is the most, of course, envy is the
root. Everyone has different reasons. Each ashram पीपल वैल्यू सर्टन थिंग्स, वो जो वैल्यूएबल चीज दूसरे के पास है तो एनवी आएगा. सो इट कैन हैपन एनीवेयर. ब्रह्मचर्य आश्रम में एनवी नहीं हो सकता है? हो सकता है, क्यों नहीं. समवन में ड्रेस बेटर देन मी, समवन में गिव बेटर क्लास देन मी, समवन में परफॉर्म अ पर्टिकुलर सर्विस बेटर देन मी, समवन में बिकम अ काम मेंबर एंड यू मे बी पुट अंडर.
सो फिर देन हाउ टू ओवरकम एनवी. दिस विल बी द आई नो दिस इज नॉट अ वेरी शॉकिंग क्वेश्चन, दिस इज अ रिपीटेडली आस्क्ड क्वेश्चन. हाउ टू ओवरकम एनवीज.
That's what, no bro, that is why one very powerful way, of course, is chanting, hearing, and continuous hearing of, you know, the detrimental effects of envy, and how progress becomes very easy by being non-envious, and then concerted effort, together, helping each other out to, let's together do it, you know, because when there is a sense of collective endeavor, then especially in spiritual activities like hearing and chanting, a sense of camaraderie, a sense of friendship comes, then slowly it helps us overcome envy. See, ultimately it is a product of rajogun. And if we, the more sincerely we practice taking strength from the association, so then slowly the influence of Rajogun becomes weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker. Gradually it becomes little more easier to overcome the influence of envy, pride. All these are influence of Rajogun only.
Because if envy is there, we cannot be united.
Yeah, but that is why, but all of us want to progress in spiritual life. There is a, for a higher purpose, Maharaj says, we can unite for a higher purpose. But envy is there. Just like constant, same example of air hostess. The air hostess may not have that nature of being very cordial and gentle and smiling always. But for a higher purpose, smile always, be helpful always, be cordial always, because I value money, I value my job. Similarly, if we value our spiritual progress, then we, for that purpose, let me give up. Let me not act in an envious way. Envy may not go. Let me at least not act enviously.
Act here. That's what he said. That person should not know that we know you.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's very difficult. Yes, actually, honestly speaking,
he should not forget.
Yeah, yesterday it was such a embarrassing situation for me. It was very embarrassing, and it happened here right in front of Prabhupada. It was very, very bad. But it's okay. I mean, at least it was a very humbling situation. But at least
natural. You don't have any type of privacy nahi hai, so ek hi jagah pe itne log hain. It's a very
whatever it is, Prabhu, we can't justify.
You are very close association.
Okay, so that, but so everyone has a different way of, you know. I would be very much. It would be good. I have stayed in hostel. Familiarity creates contempt.
Yeah.
As soon as.
So that's why, Prabhu, we are coming together discussing words of great acharyas with the hope that at least it creates some impact and purify. So that at least next time, let me not react in such a volcanic way, actually. It was very embarrassing.
At least, Brahmacharya Ashram, you hear in the morning and you have scope to implement what you heard in practice immediately.
That's why daily need to be.
And guess what? You know, when it happened, After we discussed this sixth verse yesterday, after this it happened.
Krishna has his own sense of humor.
Yeah, it was such a, I mean, अरे आधा घंटा पहले क्या बोल रहा था, अभी क्या बोल रहा है. इट वाज सो, एनीवे, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय, श्री रूप गोस्वामी पाद की जय, श्रील भक्ति रक्षक सीधा स्वामी महाराज की जय, उपदेशामृत की जय. सो विल कंटिन्यू दिस टुमारो.